The other day, Alex Jones asked me to come on his show to talk about, well, what's in the news, and I thought I would share it with you.
In the time we've got, Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com with us today, I want to cover the waterfront. I want to get into his latest article, Limited Government, Is It a Vain Hope? I want to get his take on Rand Paul endorsing tentatively airstrikes against ISIS. I want to get his breakdown on all these racial attacks happening in the U.S. with the media basically hyping them, how he thinks we can stop that, and so much more with Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com. I don't really need to introduce Lou Rockwell to folks, but he, of course, has been Ron Paul's chief of staff, helped getting him into Congress to begin with. He's a libertarian, political commentator, activist, proponent of the Austrian School of Economics, and chairman of the Ludwig von Mises Institute. And he's one of the top libertarians in the world. And he opposes communism, imperialism, all forms of centralized megastate. And he joins us. LouRockwell.com, again, is the website. Lou, so much to cover. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, Alex, we can maybe talk about Mayor Nagin just for a second. It's my view that all politics is corrupt. All government is corrupt. So when they pick out a guy like Nagin, I think this was true of Blagojevich in Illinois, too, it seems to me he's offended somebody important in the government, because it's not that he's corrupt. They're all corrupt. The mayor of New York is corrupt. The mayor of Boston is corrupt. The mayor of Chicago is corrupt. Their governments are all just, as Murray Rothbard said, government is a gang of thieves writ large. So that's certainly true of municipal governments, state governments, federal government. They're all corrupt. So Mayor Nagin did something to somebody. He offended somebody in power. That's why he's going to prison, not because he's corrupt.
Well, sure, if they'd arrested the board members of the Federal Reserve and arrested these big arms company heads and mercenary leaders who've been involved in all this corruption, if they went after Wells Fargo for money laundering, then when they got down to Nagin, I'd say, wow, we've got a good government here. But no. They literally, I think, just make examples out of people who don't follow orders.
That's an important part of it as well. But you're right about the merchants of death. I mean, what about the relationship between the companies that make vast sums of money off killing people? Military-industrial complex is another phrase for it. So they're always promoting war. That's one of the key, aside from the Pentagon and the CIA and the government agencies, it's the big private corporations in league with the government that promote these horrendous war policies and are now, wanting us to bomb ISIS, wanting to bomb Syria, to overthrow Assad, the last non-jihadist Arab leader in power. They want to get rid of him, just like they got rid of Saddam Hussein and they got rid of Gaddafi in Libya, because they want trouble. This is an ancient imperial tactic. Governments that are imperial governments love trouble. They promote trouble because, of course, it justifies their policies to the people at home. Oh, look out. There are all those terrorists over there. That's why we have to, take your children, take all your money, take your freedom, and take your life. So it's to justify, it's to justify their wars and their unbelievable spending, all the taxes, all the inflation, all the horrible things they do, with the effects, as you point out, of, so few people being able to have jobs, and of course all the depredations of the bankocracy. So many, many different things, bad things connected to the government. And we're supposed to, it's considered highly politically incorrect to say there are people who make money off war. Vast, vast sums of money, whether it's Martin Marietta or Lockheed or just, got on the list of all these companies, just like there are many companies that make money off the police state. There's a security industrial complex. There's a prison industrial complex. So these government tends to be, as an institution, pretty stupid. However, the big companies that are associated with it and are making vast sums of money, they are not stupid. And they come up with these, they love the war on terror. From their standpoint, all the other wars had a bad effect. They ended. It was a terrible thing. I remember seeing George H.W. Bush and Jim Baker on television after the fall of the Berlin Wall. These guys were white-faced. They were so obviously unhappy. Rather than celebrating the end of communism, they were worried about what would happen to the entire U.S. imperial system if it didn't have the bogeyman of communism to keep pointing to. So they came up with terrorism, a war, as Sibel Edmonds pointed out the other day, can never be won, and it can never stop, because there always might be a terrorist someplace, even if there's no acts of terrorism going on.
And so if you don't have a big jihadi problem, well, give them weapons in Libya, give them weapons in Syria, let them come into Iraq. if they don't paint by the numbers and get into an area they're not supposed to be, bomb them. But isn't it wearing thin, Lou Rockwell? It's gotten so obvious now that the system is arming and creating these people that if ISIS does end up shooting down airliners with these MPADs, if they do end up attacking the West with our borders wide open, that the politicians might actually get in trouble? Or do they have such a low view of the public's awareness that they don't care? Because as we saw last year, it was beautiful. Our military led the charge, saying, and the show led the charge, and Lou Rockwell led the charge. And I'm not bragging. I'm just telling folks we were able to get something done where the world said, and Rand Paul said, and Cruz said, and Ron Paul said, let's not be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. And so that war didn't happen. Now, I understand what Rand Paul's saying. ISIS is running around murdering Christians en masse, trying to overthrow Syria. And he said, I think we should hit them now, but you helped arm them, Obama. The reason, and again, I don't ever support war. And I'm just saying tacitly, I get what Rand Paul is saying. And he added the proper proviso. By the way, we armed these people. This is wrong. So if we saw people arrested at the State Department who were behind this, if we saw a public apology, if we saw congressional hearings like with Nixon promising to never arm Al-Qaeda again or anybody else for that matter that's extremist or whatever, then I would be for stopping them. But as you said, the people that run the policy, they just want to keep it going forever.
Well, we have to remember, as you pointed out, Al-Qaeda is a creation of the U.S. government. When the U.S. was running this proxy war against the Russians in Afghanistan, which they were successful at tossing the Russians out, and it was a good thing for the people of Afghanistan. Then, of course, the U.S. went in even worse than the Russians. But they gathered every Islamist crazy in the world. Osama bin Laden was there, funded by the Saudi Arabians, run by the U.S. to get these are the so-called Mujahideen. Remember them? The freedom fighters. Hey, those were great guys. They were being touted in Washington as wonderful people. So that was a U.S. creation. ISIS is another U.S. creation. ISIS was armed by the U.S. to try to overthrow the Syrian government. Then they move out. Nobody worries about all the beheadings that take place in Saudi Arabia every day. Those are perfectly okay. And so beheadings, I'm certainly against all forms of capital punishment, although whether a beheading is actually worse than, let's say, a two-hour lethal injection in Oklahoma might, you know, maybe is another question. Of course, these killings are horrendous. If we're to believe them, if we're to believe they're not, it's just not war propaganda phonied up. As to Christians being killed, where have these politicians been when Christians were being massacred and ethnically cleansed out of Iraq for years? This has been going on for years in Iraq. Nobody cared. Now, all of a sudden, it's a good device to go to war. So they're talking about the Christians. Well, why don't I believe them? I think it's just a tool. They want war. There's vast money to be made out of war.
And so no matter what we do, no matter if we try to say, let's have a humanitarian war, an oxymoron, they will always just use it to start the next war. So it's like the Ring of Mordor. It cannot be used for good.
Well, you know, it's killing. I mean, it's actually murder. It's mass murder is what war is. And of course, the vast majority of people killed in every war are civilians, not soldiers. People who are advocating war are advocating massacring innocents. And we're supposed to think those are good guys. We're supposed to think that, you know, salute them. I noticed none of them ever went in the military, of course. They didn't go fight anything, but they want to send other guys to go fight, women to fight too. And they want to kill a lot of innocents. They want to cause much more hatred of the U.S., which they love that because it stimulates more warfare, more spending.
Government's a gang with a flag. I forget who said that. I bet Lou Rockwell can remind me. Alex Jones here back live. But more and more we see that our government is degenerating. And as you get a big unaccountable government, it becomes like an ecosystem or a coral reef where all these corrupt psychopathic eels and mercenaries and control freaks can hide and feed on people. But I wanted to get his view on the state of the empire, the state of government worldwide, and talk about his new book as well, Against the State. Because here's the deal. We know big government doesn't work. And we know the bigger it gets, the more peril everyone is in. And the whole basic mission of InfoWars.com and what we do here is to get back to principles that we know work. But we can't even get to basic American principles, much less libertarian principles, as we're being drugged at light speed towards total statism. Lou Rockwell, I wanted to ask you, as kind of one of the grand poobahs of libertarian thinking, who was it that said the state is a gang with a flag?
Alex, I wish that had been I frankly don't know. It certainly is true. The state is a criminal gang. We can think of war as just being government, because everything the government does overseas in terms of wars on a mass scale, it does on a slightly smaller scale to us at home. It's got its guns. It's putting guns at us all the time. It's ordering us to do things, or otherwise they're going to put us in a cage or they'll kill us. They want to grab our money. They get to decide how much of our money that we earn they get to take. It's
so what is the state of the world right now then? I mean, for Team Liberty versus Team Tyranny?
Well, you know, since all of human history, this has been a fight that's gone on. I think it's actually many good things happening all over the world. You mentioned the rejection of the dollar. One of the key aspects of the American empire has been forcing other countries to use the dollar. All the oil producing countries to price their oil in dollars. Typically, if countries have not wanted to do that, they get bombed. Saddam Hussein and, you know, many other people. Saddam Hussein, the great promoter and protector of Christians, by the way, in Iraq, but nobody cared about getting rid of him and allowing the Christians to all be massacred. So this is, you know, this is the way government operates. There's a lot of interest in freedom. I think it's a tremendous thing that apparently the people of Scotland, with my fingers crossed, are going to vote for independence from England. That would be a very, very good thing. Anything, any secession, any decentralization, any place in the world is good for the cause of liberty. And I think young people all over the world, think of all the young people who listen to your show, young people are realizing that the government has really worked them over. Here they are, a lot of times graduating from college with a degree that doesn't do them any good. They've got a vast debt. They're worried about being able to get a job. Maybe they're having to live with their parents. They're all realizing that things are wrong. Things have gone wrong. Again, we live under the biggest, richest, most powerful government in the history of the world by many magnitudes, the U.S. government. But it's also the biggest bureaucracy ever to exist. And bureaucracy is inefficient. Bureaucracy has got many, many problems in operation. So I think the government is a lot less strong than it would have us believe. That's why they're announcing to us that they're listening to all our phone calls and emails and this radio show to High NSA. Why they are stepping up the taxes. It's why they're stepping up their wars. People are not believing the government. People don't want this war against ISIS. It's why these beheading videos have been put on in order to promote the war and get Americans to go along with it. Americans, as you pointed out, thanks to you and others of us who didn't want the war against Syria, the government, Obama, was not able to launch that war. Now, of course, they're trying the ISIS thing, and they claim, well, don't worry, they're not going to be American troops on the ground. We're just going to bomb everybody from the air. Well, that, you know, it's a funny thing about people in other countries. They don't like being bombed. Iraq has been bombed by the U.S. since 1991. So do people turn into what they call terrorists? Although terrorism, of course, is simply war. It's war by a non-state entity. It's the same sort of tactics as governments use. They call it war. They wear uniforms. They have their flags, as you say. They have their medals. They're patriotic. They're wonderful. We should all salute them and give them our seats in the airport and so forth. But really, terrorists are exactly the same. Maybe they don't wear a uniform, but they terrorism is war.
Real Al-Qaeda. Terrorism is funding Al-Qaeda and then acting like a hero and making our troops go fight them. Lou Rockwell's our guest. Stay with us. We'll be back. I want to get a little bit more into war with Lou Rockwell, then some other issues, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. I also want to talk to him about his new book that's coming out. I definitely want to read it. I've read some of his other works that are excellent. But before we go any further, both of my grandfathers were in World War II, as a lot of people's grandparents were, great-grandparents. Most of that generation's gone now. And Hitler was obviously a bad guy. He was attacking people. He was going to try to take over the world. The problem is, it's just like is happening now, it's historical fact that the robber barons, there's New York Times best-selling Pulitzer Prize-winning books, Shearer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, IBM and the Holocaust, I mean, it goes on and on, that U.S. and British companies literally helped put him in power, promote his eugenics ideology. He was in Time magazine. He was in gardening magazines. I'm making a documentary about it. We've actually sent off and bought the original magazines on store shelves. My grandfather, growing up in Dallas, my mom's dad remembers they would play Hitler speeches on the big radio stations. WBAP, you name it, and translated into English like it was wonderful. It's a big German community up there. My grandfather's German, was German. I mean, an American, been here for a long time, but German roots. And his dad could speak German and didn't have to hear the translation. I mean, Adolf Hitler was on the radio in America as a rock star. Folks don't know that because people don't know their history. So it's the same thing. Create Al-Qaeda, fund them, sponsor them, give them weapons. It's an AFP today that our government and the Saudis armed them with anti-tank missiles, M16s, Made in USA is the headline from AFP. So I get Rand Paul saying, yeah, they're running all over the Middle East, killing everybody. We need to stop them. But it's the oxymoron. Our government turned them loose to kill hundreds of thousands in Syria. Now they've run back over. They are, of all the unsavory killers out there, some of the most nasty. And so I want to stop them, but it doesn't matter. It's always turned to evil. So the same thing. Should we have then fought Hitler? I understand that we helped create him, then knock him down. It's the same thing here. But here we know it's premeditated. So how do you deal with that being anti-war when, okay, we created ISIS, but at the same time, I don't think Obama even wants to bomb them. I think public pressure, because we now know what ISIS is doing, is, and then so you got the arms dealers are happy to do it. I mean, it's a complex issue. I understand your moral stance, but how do you tackle the World War II argument?
Well, you know, first of all, when you talk about somebody running around the world killing people, how about the U.S. government? You know, the U.S. government killed probably 1 million people in Iraq since they went to war against Iraq. They make ISIS look like the Girl Scouts. The U.S. government has killed millions and millions of people in its career of killing and depredation. Hitler, of course, was a monster. So then Roosevelt had his hookup with his pal Stalin, who was every bit as much of a monster, probably killed more people than Hitler killed. How many killed did he kill in Ukraine, right? This is still has effects today. 8, 10, 12 million people, we don't know, but it was a horrific, horrific massacre in Ukraine that Stalin pulled out. The Exim Bank is in the news right now, the Export-Import Bank, was founded by Franklin Roosevelt when he became president in 1933, specifically to fund trade and to boost the Soviet Union. This was the purpose of the Exim Bank. Roosevelt saw World War II as the war to make the world safe for communism. I think there were ways to avoid that as well as ways to avoid the other wars. I don't think war, mass murder is ever... No, and of course, World War II was part two of World War I. This was one long war. What the U.S. helped do to the German people had very bad effects later on, the rise of Hitler to power, among other things, because of the starvation blockade that Britain and the U.S. put on Germany, kept on long after, by the way, the war was over. Another 600,000 German civilians killed in the hunger blockade, trying to make them, force them to accept the Treaty of Versailles, which was a disaster in Europe. It was a disaster in the Middle East. This is what, that's why where we get Iraq and Syria and all these countries were created as a result of the Treaty of Versailles.
You know this. The establishment knows this. The public doesn't know it, that World War I came into World War II and then sort of everything after that. And you're right. It just never turns out good in the end.
We can't trust them, Alex. We can't trust the government. So there's always war propaganda. Ooh, the Russians are going to get us. The Southerners are going to get us. The Spanish were going to get us. The Mexicans were going to, you know, there's always the bad guy over the next hill that you got to give all power and devotion to the government so they can go and kill people. Well, you know, there's something wrong with that. If we just think of the basic libertarian principle, the basic that it's never morally acceptable to use violence or the threat of violence against the innocent. If you can always use it in self-defense, you can't attack people. And again, in war, the vast majority of the people who were killed are innocent people. And also, again, we always have to remember, people associated with the government are making vast sums of money off war. That's why they want to go bomb ISIS, the vast sums of money.
2 weeks ago, they tried to float the idea that if we'd have taken out Assad, ISIS wouldn't have this foothold. We need to take Assad out. Now, nobody bought that, so they backed off.
Pro-Christian ruler, by the way, Assad. You know, they've been Christian communities in Iraq and Syria since the time of the apostles, and they've been successful there under the Ottoman Empire, under all kinds of invasions. They never were harmed. Now they've all been destroyed ever since the U.S. invaded Iraq, and now it's making war on Syria. All you can think, folks, is assume the government is always lying to you. Maybe you don't know what the truth is. You have to do a little investigation to see the truth. But they're all a bunch of liars.
And the UN even admits this, that persecution of Christians is up everywhere, peaceful ones. Why is the U.S. government, in every case I've seen, on the side of radicals to kill Christians. Our government will bend over backwards, especially under Obama, to exterminate Christian minorities. What is going on?
Well, the U.S. government, of course, hates Christianity. The government hates the idea that people are loyal to and feel themselves responsible to an entity that is God above the government. You know, they look back, I think all governments look back on, say, the ancient Egyptians, as that was the great thing, when the government actually was God. That's the way they'd like us to feel today. They're jealous of religion. They want to take over religion. So, no, they don't mind killing Christians. They don't mind killing Muslims. Muslims have a right to life, too, by the way. It's not just Christians. Buddhists, Hindus, everybody has a right to life. Jewish people, whatever their religion, they have a right to life. They have a right not to be murdered. But the U.S. government is murder incorporated. It kills people all over the world. Again, vast amounts of money being made out of this. You can't believe anything they say. So when they have this new bogeyman, ISIS, you can just pretty much ignore what they have to say. You can certainly hope, pray that bad things don't happen to people in Iraq. But the U.S. government has murdered so many people in Iraq. We're really supposed to trust the U.S.? Certainly the Iraqis don't trust the U.S. government.
It's just the oxymoron. It makes my head hurt when I think about it. The paradox, our government helped create and fund these monsters to do in Syria what they're doing in Iraq. And then now we're supposed to go bomb them, but that'll be fake. They'll probably end up bombing Assad or something.
They are going to attempt to overthrow Assad. That's absolutely true. Let's mind our own business. Who put the U.S. government in charge of the world? They're not God, even though they think they're God. It's none of their business what's going on in other countries. Why don't they get rid of the crime in Washington, D.C.? How about stopping the militarized cops in Ferguson and all the rest of America? I noticed that some of the supplies now going to the militarized cops include bayonets. So that'll be nice. They'll be out there with a bayonet to stab you. And we're supposed to think, of course, that's much better. That's law enforcement, unlike those horrible guys, ISIS, with their knives. So concentrate on what's happening to us here at home. Stop attacking people in other countries. Mind our own business. It's quite enough to mind our own business. We know that as individuals to try to raise our families and have a job, support ourselves, not be a burden on others.
But I get your point. It'll only turn into something worse and more evil. It's just sick.
No, I don't think bombing people is a good thing. It's murder. It's bloody mass murder. Would Christ want to bomb people? I mean, why don't we ask that question? We're talking about Christians. That's not the nonviolent way of Jesus Christ. Why don't we try to follow that? Why is killing people always supposed to be the answer to problems? Throughout human history, haven't we learned that killing people is not the answer to problems? And the idea that we should just be creating more hatred, and they're right to hate us if we're bombing their homes, bombing their businesses, killing their children, killing their parents. They don't like it.
Sure. Lou Rockwell is our guest, Alex Jones here. In the time we've got left, I want to spend some time on your new book, but also, what about Ukraine? I mean, that's so obvious. People call me a Russian sympathizer or a traitor because I don't want to have a nuclear war with Russia. Russia's going to a first strike doctrine to mirror our policy, the U.S. government policy. Clearly, Ukraine's been overthrown by the West. Clearly, they're trying to stir stuff up with Russia. And again, I'm not lionizing Vladimir Putin. I'm simply saying, anybody can look at this and see that NATO is moving troops in, doing drills, openly moving missiles up to the border. This is not Iraq that we can just kick around for 20 years. This is Russia with nuclear weapons. Haven't they learned the lesson of Hitler and Napoleon?
Well, they love war. And they think, you know, there are only two really large independent countries in the world anymore. There's Russia and there's China. So both are being targeted by the U.S., which sees itself as the global hegemon. The U.S. believes it should run the world. I'm sure they believe they should run the solar system and the galaxy, too. But right now, they want to run the world. They want to get rid of certainly take out Russia and China as opponents of U.S. hegemony. And yeah, the U.S., despite the agreement that we made with Gorbachev, that when he agreed to pull his troops out of Germany and out of Eastern Europe, the U.S. agreement was we will not push the boundaries of NATO up to Russia. We won't make those kinds of aggressive moves. So needless to say, the U.S., like every other treaty, they don't keep their word. And it's horrific what's going on. It's very scary, as you point out, the potential of atomic war. Professor Bob Higgs always points out the state is the one entity actually capable of bringing to an end life on Earth. Don't worry about asteroids. It's the government that can actually bring this about. For example, with its vast store piles of chemical warfare, of biological warfare, of atomic weapons. It's very scary business, and we have to be opposed to U.S. aggression in Ukraine. Putin's a politician. He's not a good guy, but he happens to be in the right here in the sense that we are aggressing against Russia. Shouldn't be happening. It's very, very dangerous. Of course, China has got atomic weapons as well. There are countries that came out of communism. Still bad things about them. Still bad things, needless to say, about the U.S. too. But they came out of communism. People are much freer and more prosperous in those countries than they were under Khrushchev and Mao Zedong and dictators of that sort. So why aren't we welcoming them into the family of nations? Why aren't we wanting to trade with them? Why are we putting anti-free trade sanctions on them, which are acts of war? Why are we egging on Japan to attack China? There's all kinds of very terrible stuff that can have just horrific effects on the lives of our children and our grandchildren if there's a lot of radiation in the atmosphere as the result of all the atomic weapons that exist in the hands of governments all over the world. So, you know, peace is a virtue. Peace is necessary to civilization. War is the enemy of civilization. It's the enemy of freedom. It's the enemy of free enterprise. It's the enemy of everything good. When you hear people in Washington saying, let's have a war, I say to them, hey, I'll gladly pay for you to take a rifle and go over there, buddy. But don't try to get American kids to go. Don't try to involve our people. Mind your own business if you're a politician. Don't try to make mischief. Of course, advice that's not going to be taken, but that ought to be our attitude.
Well, I was reading about the last of the Plantagenet kings who got killed in battle, and he certainly was corrupt and had his problems. But at least until about 500 years ago, a king had to actually be out front in the battle, and they were routinely killed. And so it was men against men with swords, certainly ugly, horrible, brutal. I don't romanticize it, but I can understand now it's robots. Now it's drones. It's so disconnected, and the elites are so disconnected from what they're doing that I think we're in more danger now than we ever have been. And even Secretary of Defense Hagel said the, quote, world's blowing up right now, and it's because
he's helping blow it up, of course.
I agree, exactly.
But they're putting Terminator into effect, the Terminator movies into effect. With all these drones and other kinds of military robots that will be able to kill on their own say-so. They won't even have to have a human tell them to kill. They can decide whether to kill. And they'll be used against us as well. So this is a very serious situation, something we all have to worry about. We have to try to educate ourselves. We have to oppose what the government is doing. We have to resist, peacefully resist, because, of course, they've got all the weapons. We don't have the weapons.
I agree. We're almost out of time. I want to plug Against the State, your new book, available at lewrockwell.com and bookstores everywhere, Amazon. Come back in the next few months, and you can send some talking points. We've never done that. But if you sent me a blueprint of, say, 10 points about the book, we could do a whole hour specifically on your manifesto, Against the State, Lew Rockwell.
Thank you. It'd be great to be back on the show, Alex. It's an honor to be on here today. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. It's great to hear you just absolutely indict and I think successfully convict those that worship at the altar of the state. And I just want to say a prayer for humanity that we don't let the state destroy us, because you're right. It's the ultimate threat. It killed the most people in the 20th century, 261 million people, according to University of Hawaii. Lew Rockwell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, lewrockwell.com, Against the State.
Well, thanks so much for listening to the Lew Rockwell Show today. Take a look at all the podcasts. There have been hundreds of them. There's a link on the LRC front page. Thank you.